It's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
Good morning. I think it's February 7th, Monday. Boy, things are heating up in Ottawa. There are rumors that there are hundreds of RCMP members, OPP, Toronto Police Services, Durham Police Services, and Ottawa Police Services ready to ascend on to the protesters. Almost like martial law, Tiananmen Square type thing. Now, for those of you who don't know what Tiananmen Square is, you should Google it. It's a black mark on the Chinese. The country of China, the Chinese, I don't even know how to put that, military, the government. It's something that will probably plague them for a very long time. Whether you agree or disagree with what the truckers are doing in Ottawa, they do have a right to speak their truth, to speak their voice. Maybe the partying is a little bit out of control. At least it's partying, not things like we've seen in the United States recently, like we've seen in Washington a year ago. This is a completely different mentality of people. But if this is what's going to happen this week, and I guess we'll only know in time, it's a scary thought, and it's going to be a huge black mark on the Canadian government. A huge black mark on Canada in the world view. Globally, this will change things. It will never get better. And that is a scary thought from a peace-loving nation. You know, we've had a couple riots here in Vancouver over hockey games, which is actually some of the most destruction we've seen. And it's a mark on Vancouver that won't go away, especially the most recent. I can't imagine this happening in Ottawa, our nation's capital. There's no excuse for rioting. There was no excuse for the Stanley Cup riots. Both times they happened here in Vancouver. We also seen rioting over a rock concert here in Vancouver. And it's a black mark on our community. Something that Vancouverites, I hope, haven't forgotten. But if the Canadian government and its national policing agency, as well as local law enforcement and the provincial law enforcement in Ontario, go in with a martial law type of approach, much like Tiananmen Square, I think it's more than a black mark on the country. And I think that the government officials will be viewed differently. I don't know where this goes. It's kind of a scary thought. There are two sides in this country, and it's divided. And I blame the media. I blame the federal government, even our provincial governments. The easiest way to de-escalate this whole thing is if Trudeau would get off his high horse and talk to Canadians. Instead of imposing communistic-style regime, and it seems it's gone there, and I don't even like to compare Canada to that, but the way Justin is acting, the way Parliament is acting, it seems to be that way. Now, they could hold a vote of non-confidence against the Prime Minister, but I don't think the Parliament has enough people on one side to get that vote. But at this point, a vote of non-confidence is probably in order. If the rest of the Canadian politicians can't see what's happening, are so filled with a mandate of dictatorship and control of our free country, Canada's definitely changed forever. which means we no longer live in a free democracy. It's okay to think that what the protesters are doing are wrong. It's okay to be on the same time side of the protesters. I think most of us will agree that we're tired of the mandates, we're tired of the masks and everything. We still need to use common sense. This pandemic hasn't gone away. But I think these mandates, the damage it's done to small business, to families. We've lost a lot of lives globally. We've lost a lot of lives here in Canada due to the pandemic. Which, you know, and I just, it's hard, like, to be on objective on both sides of the fence. I understand why we need some of these things. They make sense. But some things don't make sense. Here in the province, you can go to a hockey game with 20,000 other people if you're double vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you can go to a fast food restaurant and sit down inside with or without vaccinated or unvaccinated people. If you want to go to a nice restaurant and sit down, and a lot of the nicer restaurants here have barriers up still. Some of those restaurants put barriers up between the booths. But an unvaccinated person can go into that restaurant. And a lot of those restaurants have a much smaller seat count than a fast food restaurant. Now let's face it, fast food restaurants are in and out. So it's a very good way to spread the virus. But if you're not vaccinated, you can't go sit in a stadium of 20,000 people. We had mandates here that wouldn't allow you to dance at a wedding or a Christmas function. And I think this is where people get tired. And I think even looking at the trucker movement, when you start to look at the nonsense of some of these rules, you have to scratch your head and go, well, that doesn't make sense. Now, I had maybe a text conversation or disagreement with somebody, and their view was, I'm glad that there's a vaccine passport for the local pub I go to because it keeps out a certain type of crowd. I honestly believe the media has created such division by taking anybody who refuses to vaccinate as that type of crowd. That's simply not true. It doesn't matter where you are or what you do. There will always be bad, extremely good, and everybody else that falls in the middle. So even pro-vaxxers, they're still bad in that group. To think that pro-vaxxers don't have a different agenda or can't be bad or evil, only people that are unvaccinated can be, is wrong and incorrect. There are people that can't vaccinate for reasons. I have a friend. She took one dose and got very sick and a lot of blood clots. And she is scared to get a second dose, never mind a third. So she falls prey to that group, how it's been deemed in the media as an anti-vaxxer. She's not anti-vax. She's anti being sick, anti potentially dying from the vaccine. Well, who can fault her for that? Why would you want to risk that if your first dose made you that sick and caused that many blood clots? They don't report that in the news because they don't want you to hear that part. We also know that the best form of immunity is actually getting sick and you have the natural antibodies. Why would somebody who got sick from COVID-19 survived it, want to vaccinate? There is medical stuff that shows that maybe not the best course of action. But that's not what the media tells. There's doctors that will explain it. And I've read some articles and watched some doctors explain it on YouTube. Now, not everything on YouTube is true either. But if you're seeing enough of the same thing, and go, there might be something there. Yet our mainstream media and our government doesn't talk about it. It's like the truckers in Ottawa. They've been vilified. Not one social media video have I seen. He's even been remotely close to the accusations the Prime Minister has made against them, or even the media. It's very sad that global media will turn and call out the Canadian media for not reporting the information correctly. If the police go into downtown Ottawa and arrest and remove with force, how many people are going to be hurt, seriously hurt? How many lives will be lost? Because once you put a couple hundred men and women in uniform with firearms, battalions, shields, things escalate. You start shooting tear gas into the crowd of Canadians that are not hostile. Things can turn very bad very quickly. And I would hate to see that black eye on Canada. I would hate to see loss of life or injury or serious, serious injury because a very large group of Canadians, not a fringe, a very large group of Canadians want their voice heard, and it's not being heard. And that reminds me of Tiananmen Square in China. A group of people wanted their voice heard, but a communist regime said, not happening, we're rolling the tanks and the military in. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to Google it. You need to see the images of the man standing in front of the tank. It's a black mark on China that will last for a long time. It's something that's not talked about because China tries to get away from remembering that black mark. This could be Canada's black mark. There are a lot of national media entities in other countries deeming the truckers as heroes because they're standing up for their rights and they want their voices heard. Justin, you could just sit down and talk with the organizers. That would probably be the quickest way to dissolve the entire situation. You don't even have to agree with them to remove the mandates. When my son was younger and struggling in school, in middle school, talking and explaining to him the best course of action isn't violence, the best course of action is communication. We have complete communication failure right now in Ottawa. There's many Canadians that are frustrated with the way government has handled things. Government doesn't want to budge because they think they know everything. At the end of the day, government are just people. They make mistakes. It's when government thinks they're above the law, we get ourselves into problem, just like Tiananmen Square. I hope the reports out of Ottawa aren't true, that they're going to shut down cellular service for downtown so people won't be able to live stream. And they're going to roll in with extreme force to remove the truckers. That could bring a social outburst in the majority of Canadians. For every truck driver there, there's most likely 10 to 20 Canadians either wanting to be there or feeling very similar to the way the men and women that are occupying Ottawa right now. And you can see that with the rolling protests that have happened over this last weekend in a lot of major cities as well as a lot of smaller communities. Even a parade in Mexico to kind of support the Canadian truckers, show Canadian flags on Mexican fire trucks. This is big. This isn't just a Canadian thing. It just isn't a Canadian problem. Globally, the world is watching you, Canada. Prime Minister, you need to do the right thing. De-escalate this, open communication, and stop it for all Canadians. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on this. Communication will resolve this peacefully, as what we like to do in Canada. Not put a black eye on our country. Not put a black eye on your party, the Liberal government of Canada, yourself in the PM, as PM, and the PMO, those might be things you can't fix. Those most likely are things you cannot fix. And that voter non-competence might come after that. There could be a big shakeup in politics in Canada after this, if this doesn't get handled properly. The truck drivers have made their point. We have a lot of Canadians standing behind them. We see Coutts, Alberta. This isn't a fringe group. Like I said, for everyone that's there, there's probably 10 to 20 more Canadians feeling the same way. You're always going to have left and right. That's what makes a country free. As long as the left and right can start to agree on some things, hash things out, that's how things change. That's how we make things better. I do believe the truckers have a valid point with the border crossing mandates, especially when it comes to truck drivers. They are our lifeline, and they are your lifeline in the country you live in. Making things easier for them to do their job only makes more sense. Most of those truckers are vaccinated. If 79 to 80% of all Canadians are double vaccinated, we've moved past the point of mandates. If you look at the numbers, the science of numbers, numbers is a universal language for a reason. It doesn't lie. If 80% of the population of Canada is double vaccinated and did the part that they were asked to do by government, if you get sick with COVID-19, it's an 80% chance you caught it from somebody that was vaccinated, because vaccinated people can be carriers. You can't get a worse version of COVID-19 if you catch it from an unvaccinated person. It's COVID-19. It's the same. It's like a McDonald's cheeseburger. Whomever hands it to you doesn't taint the cheeseburger. It's still a fucking cheeseburger. The media has done a very bad service at explaining this to Canadians. We are moved past the point, I personally believe, that mandates are no longer effective, because too many Canadians are getting sick, getting Omicron. You see it in the numbers. How can we have more cases of people with COVID-19 if 80% of the population is double vaccinated and you've restricted access and movement to the 20% that aren't vaccinated? That means that 80% of all current cases in Canada are coming from vaccinated people. If you did your part as a Canadian, an American, an Australian, a German, a Polish, a Chinaman, whatever, you did your part, which means you won't be as sick, or most likely won't be as sick from COVID-19 if you catch it. If you chose not to vaccinate, you know the risks that if you catch COVID, you could be very sick, hospitalized, and even lose your life. That doesn't mean somebody double or triple vaccinated won't go through the exact same thing. So as far as Ottawa goes, I'm scared for my country. I'm scared for the men and women down there in the protest that are doing a nonviolent protest. I'm also fearful for the men and women in uniform that are being ordered in there in a martial law type situation to remove the protesters. When all of this could dissolve very quickly, if A, the Prime Minister would apologize for his words before and open the line of communication with Canadians, starting by the truck drivers, using his MPs in Parliament to talk to constituents in the community and come up with a better way of doing things. Like I said in one of the earlier podcasts on this subject, somebody had an idea. If it wasn't for Henry Ford and his idea, the automotive industry would have taken much longer to get to the way it is today. But it started with an idea. How we go forward in the future with COVID-19? We need a new idea, because what's working right now isn't working. It's just implementing a view of one person or two people or a small group. And maybe they've made it wrong. Or maybe they made it wrong for now. It was right before, but it needs to change. We need communication. Let's not see a black mark on Canada. Anyways, folks, that's my thought on this today. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Peace, love, namaste.